Good evening. Sorry for the delay. And welcome to Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for a zivik for Yaakov Aaron Ben Rochel, and for Shlema Yoel Ben Sora, Mordechai Ben Sora, and Lili Nishmas, Malkovas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, or Rav Shlema Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, or Yoel Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, or in Ben Moshe, and Isha Gittel Bas, or Rav Eliezer Manoel. As Mark Simatevo, and I think that in the time that we have, and the emes is, it's not much time till Yom Kippur, less than a week, 6 days left. We have to work to strengthen and focus and refocus our ability to have bitochen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite rachamim and chesed, will grant us the gzardin that we wish, will grant us the wishes of our hearts, will grant us a year of life and health and hatzlocha and nachas and simcha and kol mili debetav, all the good that we wish, that we desire, that we pray for, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant us. And that's really, I think, what we have to try to be mechazik. And the key to that is really the extent to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us and loves Klal Yisrael, and the almost, I guess, the intensity of that love. And there are many, many examples of that, but I think focusing on that really gives us that sense of who is standing in front of the judgment. Who is the judge? The Ovinu Ha'ov Horachamon HaMerachim, who is going to be Merachim Oleinu. That's the critical. And it's not just the Bida of Rachmonis. It's the Bida of Chesed. It's the midah of arichas apayim. It's all the midas we say. Hashem, the midas harachamim, koydum sheyechto. Hashem, the midas harachim, la'achr sheyechto v'yoshuv. Kael, the Goyin learns, is a midah of gvura, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu overpowers his anger in order to be merachim, in order to have mercy on us. Rachu v'chanun, Rachmona says he sees our pain and suffering, and oy, do we have amongst us pain and suffering. And he feels that pain, kavi yochel, he's merachim on that. As Rachmonis and responds to it. Chanun, that he responds to it with a matnas chinom, even beyond what we deserve. It's a loshon chinom, matnas chinom. Erech apayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't reprimand us or punish us, so to speak, so quickly. He's slow to anger. He's marich af in order to give us opportunities to change, to do tshuva, to improve, to do many more mitzvahs. Berav chesed emes, and he's so abundant in his giving of kindness, bestowing kindness, and emes, everything that we deserve, any schus always that we have, any schus that we may have gained, we may have generated in all of our lives, and even in the previous Gilgulim, and even in the previous generations, he's Rav Chesed Emes. He's Neitzah Chesed La'alofim. A chesed that was done by the previous generations is repaid for 2,000 generations. We're not even 500 or less of generations from Avram Avinu. And Mamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back to his descendants all of his chasodim. Neitzah Chesed La'Neitzah Oboin B'Fesha B'Chato B'Nakei. And he tolerates and he carries over a mazid, pesha, rebellious, hate, and he cleanses it as if it never happened. When we think about this, let alone the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, that when we recite and when we internalize this Yud Gimel Midos, we have a promise that he will not turn us away empty-handed, that he'll be forgiving us. But just the knowledge of who we're dealing with, who's sitting in judgment, who is judging us, the most loving, caring, favorable, not shaykh. I mean, when we think in such terms, it can't help but to ease the fear and and engender that sense of just taking refuge in Him, as the Rambam says, we've mentioned here, the time of Yomim Noroim is times of Nivrach Mimenu Umona Seilov. I'm so afraid I want to run away from Him, but where do I run? I run to His embrace. The power of this to give us that bitochon, that Kodesh Baruch Hu will in fact graciously grant us the good that we so desperately desire and need and crave. The strength for that bitochon comes from this, this awareness. There's a very, very interesting Rashi in Shir HaShirim. I apologize a little bit. I know that some of these thoughts have been mentioned even maybe more recently, but I just think it's so, so important to go into Yom Kippur with that mindset of Hashem's love for us in the Mela. We can, as we mentioned, I think last night, we can therefore allow ourselves to be afraid because I know how much He loves us. And I know how much I want to run to His embrace. And this idea is so critical. Rashi brings in Shir HaShirim, at the end of the second parak, where it says, Tzeno ena b'nai tzion b'melech shloimoi ba'atoro she'itro lo'imoi. The Atorah, the crown that his mother has given him, and Chazal understand that means the mother that we're referring to is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referring to Klal Yisrael as a mother. Very strange. But Chazal, Rashi brings that there was a discussion of a very strange thing, that we find three psukim that Klal Yisrael is referred to as Biti, and Rashi brings the posuk as Achoisi, Pischi Achoisi Rayosi. And Hashem looks at Klal Yisrael and calls us Achoisi, my sister. And then He calls us Imi, my mother. And so the Chazal explained, Rashi brings, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael like a daughter. But then it says, Loizoz Machabavo, He doesn't stop loving her, Ad Shekora Achoisi, until He calls her, no, you're my sister. Loizoz Machabavo, He doesn't stop loving her until He calls her my mother. What in the world is going on here? The order is out of order. BT should be the most, or the mother, and where the sister comes in the middle of it. Vostutzach over here. So, it's a very strange Rashi. So, what's the pshat? So, my father, Moshe Chaim Lubrocha, said the pshat is like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has endless love for Klal Yisrael. Like the love of a father for a daughter. What happens when the daughter doesn't behave like a daughter? Like we say, bonim, im kebonim, im kavodim. So I'm not sure that the Mefarshim explained that. Sometimes we're not worthy to be treated like bonim. So then we, like avodim, and we're counting on you to help us because you're the master, we're the avodim. But we're not worthy. So a Kodesh Baruch Hu has a bas, who's not worthy to be called a bas. What does He do? Loizoz mechabevo. He doesn't stop loving her until He calls her achoisi. So what does that mean? It means He says that, my dear daughter, we can't have this relationship as a father and a daughter. You're not acting appropriately to be a daughter. So you know something? We're going to declare a new relationship. We're brother and sister. You're my sister. A brother and sister. If the sister doesn't treat the brother so beautifully, so appropriately, okay, we can still get along, you know, siblings are siblings, and there's a love, but there's also, it says, because I refuse to stop loving you, and therefore I have to create the parameters, and I would dare say that the pshat is not for him, but for us, because if we're acting not like a bas, it's hard for us to imagine as not good children that we are going to be loved like a wonderful child. So Hashem says, no, you know something? You're my sister. Okay, a sister, I can imagine, you know, a sister, even though I'm not such a good sister, sometimes I'm good, sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I forget to call you, I forget to wish you a good Yom Tov. Okay, but a sister, a brother, that's the way it goes. But then, That's not enough. You're not even acting like a sister. Sisters also are brothers, siblings. They're blood relative. There's some kind of a kesher that we have to have, and you're not even honoring that parameter. Luizos mechabava ad shekoro imi. You're my mother. A mother is different. I love you so much. I refuse to give up. You're not acting like a boss, and therefore I don't think you're going to be able to recognize how much I love you. You're not acting even like a sister, and therefore you're not going to be able to recognize how much I love you. I don't stop. I keep loving you until I let you know that we have a new relationship. I'm viewing you as my mother, a mother who's done so much for me. You raised me. You took care of me. But now in your old age, you're acting a little bit not so nice. You're a little bit... whatever it is, you know, you don't treat me as, how can I not love you? You're my mother. You did so much for me. But Mela HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we're going to change the parameters of our relationship. And I'm going to declare to you, Ba'ator Shi'itro Imoy, I'm looking at you as a mother. And as a mother, you can be confident that I still love you, even though you act inappropriately to me. Because you're my alta mama, you're my old mother who did so much for me. How could I not love you? And I believe that this is the message that we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael is endless. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and another Pasuk in Shir HaShirim explains when the Pasuk says to us, at the turn your eyes, the chosen says to the kalo, the husband says to the wife, says, turn your beautiful eyes away. They overwhelm me. I'm afraid when I see your eyes, I lose it. And Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, coming back from the Golus Bovel, that in the first place, HaMikdash, you had the Orun, the Kaparis, the Kruvim, they caused me a Chiba Yisera. I overloved you. I loved you beyond what I should have, Ad Shema Altembi, until you rebelled against me because it was just like it smothered with love. It just took it for granted, whatever the pshat is there. In the second place, HaMikdash, I'm not going to give you the Orun, the Kaparis, the Kruvim, because I'm afraid I'll do Chiba Yisera again, and then you'll rebel again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kabi Yochu tells Klal Yisrael how much he loves them. Klal Yisrael coming back from Bovel, not in the highest spiritual of heights. And I'm telling you how much I love you. I can't give you the Oran, the Kaporis, the Kuru, because I can't trust myself, Kabi Yochu, that I'm not going to love you, Chiba Yisera, beyond what I should, and that's going to cause you to rebel. And therefore, in the second place, HaMikdash, I'm not going to give you these things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavi Yochol describes, Chazal described HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love, Kavi Yochol, as uncontrollable love for Klal Yisrael. If we have this sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Lo'izoz Mechababo, Ad Shekora Choy Yisrael, Lo'izoz Mechababo, Ad Shekora Imi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love is Kavi Yochol, is Ke'ilu, is uncontrollable. If that's the love that Ovinu Ha'ov HaRachamon, that our loving Father has for us, then when we come to the din, we have to feel such a confidence in him. Who's judging us? He's Mate Klapi Chesed, Mavi Rishon Rishon, Marbu Lechilo Chatoim Uslich Rapoishim, or he said, Stokzim Kol Bos of Ruach, Loichro Osam Tigmoil. If this is who we're standing in judgment for, this can inspire us to be Betuchim Badin, to have that sense of confidence that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give us that din. And together with the tshuva, tefillah, and stokah, we can have this sense, not in my own merit, because I'm worthy, because I did tshuva, because I did good tefillah, because I gave a lot of stokah, but just in the, by dint of the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu has such love for Klal Yisrael, that should give us the confidence to stand in front of the din. And Yom Kippur, Kodesh Baruch Hu should help. That we should be zeichi in these days of rachamim to evoke the rachmi d'shmaya, to rekindle that appreciation in our hearts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us, and to be able to be zeichi to stand in front of Hashem on Yom Kippur with the confidence, with that milyachalim lachasto, as the pasuk says, and he'll be matzil min mobis nafshom lachayu yisom barov, and he'll take care of us, and we'll be zeichi to a year and a life of brocho, of atzlocho, and brios hanefesh, brios haguf, of arichas yomim, of simcha, of nachas, of refuas and yeshuas, and shiduchim, and and to be zeicha to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu being memale kol mishalis libeinu. Ken yehi rotzim. And machsi v'toyva to everyone, and we should be zeicha to Yeshuas and to the gula shleim of Meir B'Yomein. Kol tuv v'machsi v'toyva. A good yom.